I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so good about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out
of time. Now, a lot of men particularly, because men's brains are designed, the cerebral cortex, in the areas of the brain, there's like triple the connections that a woman has to strategy. And that's why men love chess. Men love football. It's all strategy. But you fill your head with that. Those are literal Roman bread and circuses the Romans wrote about to distract their men, not to be politically involved. My cerebral cortex is focused on politics. So I have a lot of facts, a lot of overlaying information in history. This is a short segment. Long segment coming up with Nick Fuentes. But it's so frustrating to actually know how this works and see what's moving on the chessboard, and it's not in America's interest or anybody's interest, but tyrants, to understand the historical danger of all of this. And I don't really have words, Nick, to talk about when you look out second order, third order, fourth order consequences of this, why privately the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told Trump don't do it, Eric Prince, many others. And, you know, we have Trump and J.D. Vance in compilation saying we're not going to go to boots on the ground. We're not going to go to regime change. They're doing it. Can you speak to what you predict happens down this road we're going? And just there's got to be other ways of leverage. If we can't leverage Trump, who do we put pressure on in Congress to stop this? Or is AIPAC too powerful?
I think what has been set in motion cannot be stopped at this point. I think that the time to do it would have been in 24. And everybody reassured us that if Trump won, well, we would pressure Trump later. I remember Mike Cernovich said that. He said, well, this is how politics works. You know, you don't know how politics works. I do. He said, you got to get Trump elected. And then we're going to work in the admin and we're going to fight the personnel and blah, blah. And this is, I know we've had this conversation. This is always my refrain. It's like, we tried that. We did that. We did that in the first term. And by the way, how did the first term end? Trump ripped up the 2018 nuclear deal. In 2019, we're effectively in a war with Iran. In 2020, he kills Qasem Soleimani. We're shooting down drones. They're attacking tankers. You can Google it. There's an article, I believe it was in December 2020. Trump actually ordered the military to attack Iran, or at least was considering it, in the lame duck session. And it was only his generals that discouraged him from doing it. So it's like, this is deja vu all over again. We live this, and we tried all that. The personnel, the voting, the Twitter campaign, the hashtags. And I think that, you know, now Trump is going to do what Trump is going to do. And Trump, who knows why? Blackmail, persuasion, whatever. Those people are around him.
It's ego. Clearly, you said it an hour. It's ego.
It's ego, certainly. Whatever it is, that's what we're stuck with. And I think that if you want to really get it to stop, you just got to switch up and play both sides. You got to play both sides and go Democrat. And I don't want to do it. You know, I don't like the Democrats. I fully understand what they represent. But you know, what else can you do to the Republicans? All that other stuff is flaccid. Protest, tweet about it. They know if you are going to vote in November that you're really not serious. You know, you're going to go and rah, 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 hold up the sign. But as long as they get your vote in the end, I mean, honestly, what difference does it make for them? There's a little less enthusiasm. They don't care. So I'm really, like I said, I think that we actually have to think beyond this. And we have to think the only way out of it is 28. How do we relight the flame in 28? That's all I care about. And for that to happen, maybe there needs to be a little pain. You know, the current GOP has to suffer a little bit for it to be reborn in 28. But it's not going to be Vance and Rubio that save the day, obviously, based on this.
Well, I would say this. Really, I may agree with you if we say we're not going to accept, we're not going to support. I would almost call it a candidate-by-candidate basis. And then if somebody's a neocon, or we should do a litmus test. If they support this, they shouldn't be voted for. I almost see it as like a loyalty pledge. But let's come back because the French are sending their aircraft carrier to protect one of the main corridors there, Suez Canal. And Trump is now basically saying they're going to send in U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz, which is a total trap. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I don't want people to miss the historic point we're at right now. The fourth turning, the end of the old order, the populist revolutions happening everywhere, and then Trump betraying what he said he would do. I have compilations of him saying no boots on the ground, no full war. And here we are, and it's all unraveling in real time. The Strait of Hormuz has already been closed by insurance companies after Iran began to attack ships and blew up and sunk a few in the last 3 days. And now Trump signs an executive order saying, we'll do whatever we have to for open shipping. We'll put troops on the ground on the Strait of Hormuz on their side. We're going to have military escorts through there. The announcements are being made off as his plan. I mean, this is escalating to the next level immediately. And this is why Eric Prince and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and others told Trump, Iran's not going to give up. You're not going to get regime change. You have 99% chance right away. You're not going to get in 4 weeks or 6 weeks or a year. Now they're prepping us for just an endless war. So now we're against Europe with its plan to prop itself up with endless war with Russia. And now America has its plan for this. We didn't vote for this. We didn't sign up for this. And again, they might have attacked us when Israel attacked them, said Rubio yesterday. So we had to attack them. And when they hit our ships, which Iran knew that they hit a few ships, they close it with insurance. Then they send in the U.S. ships. Then the Iranians attack those ships. And they'll go, oh, my God, they attacked us. All we're doing is blowing them up. And then now Trump says we got to put troops on the other side of the Strait of Hormuz to protect us. I said it in the first hour. It's happening in live time. Nick, this is like a bad dream.
It is. It feels surreal. I still can't even believe it. Even though I've been predicting it and even though we're watching it, I wake up and I see the news. We are at war with Iran. And for people that are not paying attention to all this stuff, again, it cannot be overstated. This is like, it's literally the neocon nightmare scenario, like war with Iraq, Syria, now Iran.
You just go like, this is the ghost of the neocons possessing us. This is their wet dream.
Yes. And for Trump to be the one delivering it, that's the most surreal aspect of all of it. You could see a DeSantis doing this. You could see a Kamala Harris doing this, honestly. But to see Donald Trump on Friday night at Mar-a-Lago with the hat on, with the black curtain announcing this war, building the case against the Iranian regime, you go, what happened? What happened to this movement? You know, I mean, you and I, we've been with Trump really since the beginning, since 2015. And when he came down the escalator, his first big move was basically to destroy this Republican support for war and the war in Iraq in particular, repudiate that whole legacy of the Bush dynasty, George Bush, Jeb Bush. And so for him now to be doing this, it really feels like it's come full circle.
And we have Lindsey Graham having orgasms on television.
That too. Yeah, Lindsey Graham's a huge fan of this. Well, endorsed by Trump. So, I mean, again, this is my frustration. The signs were all there. J.D. Vance said at the Republican convention in 2024, we need to bomb Iran really hard. And Trump endorsed Lindsey Graham. This time he endorsed him 6 years ago. And Trump got up, you remember, during the election And he said, if Iran takes me out, then we're going to wipe Iran off the map. Like, all of this was telegraphed from the beginning. And really, you know who I blame, sadly? I blame the so-called plan trusters. I know that you were more bullish on Trump, but you acknowledged these were legitimate concerns. There were a lot of people that said, no.
Stop. Because you've been righter than me on this, and I'm not always right. I'm right about 90% of the time. I've been very honest. So I'm gonna now mea culpa here, because when I'm wrong, I'm going to say it publicly. I needed Trump to be real, and so much good stuff, the carbon tax, getting out of it, I can go for an hour. And it's still better than that, but you can't have lesser two evils. I have the Democrats trying to put me in prison. I just got subpoenaed again to defend when I got Arctic Frost. I got to go to Congress and provide my documents because they're going after, Jack Smith. So the Democrats are trying to put me in prison. They run show trials on HBO. So obviously, it's not that I'm being paid off by Trump. I've been persecuted for supporting him. So I want to now pay out on this. I want to save the country, secure the border, find the missing kids. I want to believe. But I'm not in a cult. I'm not delusional. So I was like, I'm critical. This is overall good. But now I'm having to think of the off-ramp. Nick, we've talked about this privately. You're targeted too. They're going to kill you, your house. Your name's Nick J. Fuentes. I'm Alex E. Jones. We're real people. We're under attack. So we're in the real world. You do what you think's right. I do what I think's right. You're not paid by people. I'm not. We're just our fans. So to me, I needed Trump as my lifeboat. May not be perfect, but it's the lifeboat I've got. And I'm watching it sink by its own doing. And so this is horrifying. But I can't sign on to covering up Epstein. I can't sign on to World War III. And so that's why I try. Like, I want to fix the country. I want to turn it around. So it's not that I was delusional. I still hope we can turn it around. But I just. Sorry, go ahead. It's just, you get what I'm saying?
I get it. And I listen. Like I said, I don't think that everybody that supported Trump was being dismissive about these concerns. I get it. We all wanted to believe. I was 18 years old when Trump ran in 2016. And I remember getting in fights with people. This is my whole life, too. At 18 years old, I wore the MAGA hat at Boston University, one of the most liberal campuses in the country, and became a pariah on my college campus.
It's sad to see something you sacrificed. It's sad to see somebody you fought and bled for die.
Yeah, and that's my whole adult life. I know that's a huge part of your life also, and now we're witnessing it's totally unraveling. It's an utter and complete betrayal. It's heartbreaking in many ways.
And when I try to salvage it with people, I get attacked as a liberal, which is when these people doing that.
Yeah, well, what's called for is for us to be sober-minded about the entire thing. Because there's a lot of Trump haters.
I've been a realist the whole time, but was hoping. And now I'm just not even hoping. I'm just going to be a realist.
Yeah, and really, it's okay to have hope. I mean, we hope for a better future, but we got to be brutally honest about what this administration has become. It's like, I saw this game play out in the first term. And I remember I went to D.C. in 2018. I met with people from the admin. And me being like 20, I was like, is Q real? Is there a plan? Is there a five-dimensional chess? Is this all like going to end in building a wall and so on? And they looked at each other and they laughed in my face. And they said, bro, I said, it is worse than you could possibly imagine.
Oh, I've been at the top of the Justice Department and they literally they laughed at me and they said, no, we mean well, but you have no idea about it. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. And anyone will tell you that. Anyone from Trump 1, any of the good guys from Trump 1, any of the people in Trump 2, they will tell you the exact same thing. It is brutal.
And that's right. And I will not come on air and lie to my audience about the situation because I believe in them. If they know how desperate it is again, we will rise the occasion. I mean, I'm not going to sell hopium. It's just that clear.
And it's tough. I mean, it's tough because you're right. I mean, what other option do we have? That's really the question. People say, well, what else is there?
Well, that's it. I'm so sad to have to start turning loose of something that had so much potential.
Yeah.
It's like a grandma dying or something.
Well, it's sort of literally, he's kind of getting up there, so it's very tragic and sad. And And sadly, there's no alternative. I think it would be a little bit easier on all of us if there was any underclassmen here.
Exactly. That's the worst part. I was about to say, there's no stable of new horses here.
Yeah, and I see that as a big failure of Trump, because it should have been a whole new stable. It should have been a new generation of MAGA congressmen and senators. You know, like, where's our AOC? Well, they all got cannibalized. Madison Cawthorn got destroyed by the Republicans. Matt Gaetz got destroyed by the Republicans. Marjorie Greene got. So you had a few of them. You had a few of them.
And
not as many as there should have been.
Gets vaporized by Susie Wiles.
Yep. Susie Wiles.
By the way,
Wiles,
I confirmed
Ronald
3 months ago with Flynn. He showed me the stuff. They're running opposition on hundreds of people. Flynn, myself, by the way, I told you this. They're running major opposition research on not the Democrats, but on us, because they know we're true. That's another level of this. How's that feel?
Yeah, and that people have no idea. But that has always been the struggle inside the GOP. That is always how it's been, which is that the establishment is always at war with its own base.
It's fratricide.
I don't even know that it's fratricide, because these people aren't even like us. You know,
we're the real deal, and they're. What does the doppelganger always do? The thing, or the body snatcher? It kills the real thing.
Exactly. Well, it's the invasion of the body snatchers.
Yeah, so they're the body snatchers. You're right. It's not fratricide. The body snatchers want to get rid of the real one.
Yeah, it's that skin suit. They take the organic mass movement. They try to mimic it as best as possible, and then they eliminate the actual movement. That was the Tea Party. I just talked to Michelle Malkin this week. And she said, you know, we ran the same playbook 20 years ago. We ran the same playbook in 2006 when we would campaign against the rhinos in favor. Yeah, I know
The crew's telling me about clips. I was listening to you. They were like, Alex, you're supposed to reveal this big White House thing. We're still in the next segment. I was listening to you. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, this has been a multi-generational struggle. You go back to the John Birchers and National Review. You could go back to the paleocons and the neocons, Pat Buchanan, Sam Francis, Joseph Sobran versus the neocons, Tea Party, right up through to the Trump movement. And I always sort of knew right around 2018, 2019, that the biggest gap is that Trump is not an institutionalist or an institutionalizer. He is actually not going to create the so-called movement conservatism of the Trump generation. Who's going to fill in the gaps? It's all the same people. It's all the same money.
And what you just said is beyond key. His strength is he's not institutional, but when he leaves, that's our greatest weakness, because there's nothing staying. There's nothing left there.
Exactly. And that's why it's now backsliding. You know, the personnel, there is no cadre of radical Trump supporters to fill up this White House. He still has to rely on the old guard.
Let's look at Iran in a good way, a bad way. They've got even more radicals below, so they knock out the elite. It doesn't matter. They just get stronger. With us, there's no second bench.
Well, yeah, there's no bench at all. Trump said it himself today. He said, I'm MAGA, not Tucker, not Megyn Kelly. He said, it's just me. And you go, really? It's just so it's not Tucker. It's not Marjorie. It's not Thomas Massey. It's just you and your war with Iran and your Epstein
files.
Any
real thinker, I've told you probably, Nick, I respect you. Disagree with something you say, but you're a leader. You care. I'm like, you're the future, Nick. We're counting on you. A real leader immediately recognizes younger bulls that are going to lead the people in the future. That's what a tribal leader does. With Trump, it's this ego thing where anybody else being strong is bad. And as he gets older, it gets worse. It's sick.
You're right. That's like a boomer thing. That's the baby boomers. Or he's 1946. This is like a baby boomer thing. They will not like let us have anything. They're hoarding the wealth. They're hoarding these like fiefdoms. You're right. It is an ego thing. And at the end of the day, that is really his issue. Nobody wants to admit it. It's actually brave of you to say that, because that's a huge thing. A lot of people say, oh, it's his advisors. He's getting bad advice. It's his personnel. It's him.
No, I said back in March, it's him coming up, Epstein. All because he loves the power of protecting all these scumbags. He's not involved, but he loves the power over them. He's not even in the blackmail. And that's my concern, is how do I not go totally psychotic and go all out anti-Trump, because I still want to get Republicans elected because they're better. That's a real needle to thread here. That's what I'm trying to do, Nick.
It's tough. Like you said, I mean, because we're also trying to stay out of jail. You know, we're literally between a rock and a hard place. The Democrats want to kill us and flood the country with immigrants. The Republicans want to send us to die for Israel. So you go, okay, well, I mean, it's really hard to win here.
Oh, Todd Blanche, let me be clear. They're trying to figure out how to put several hundred of us, this is confirmed, insiders, Flynn, they told Flynn, they're trying to put us in jail, bro. We don't have 3 years anymore. We have Todd Blanche trying to do it now.
Under what pretext? What's
they're
the...
just they got their spot. They just like to open a national security investigation under Obama on me in 2013. They got the FBI. We know because the FBI doesn't like it. As bad as they are, they're like, what is this? Like, really? They got jihadis, sleeper cells. They are literally over 200 people. They have FBI, national security dragnets going on us right now. When I said opposition research, that's just the name of it. No. The Republican Party is now looking at all of us that have any soul, and they see us as the enemy.
Mm. We got to get out of Dodge, man. I don't know what country you're dropping in at, but that's the saddest part. You know, the whole country's coming down. The GOP's coming down. It's hard to kind of figure out what that next move is. That's why, for me, I keep my options open.
Used to head up the Army and then the Defense Intelligence. He got confirmed. He won't give me classified stuff, but they're like, sir, they got a whole opposition thing to take us down, and you're at the top. They say it's a bunch of names. And he's like, so, yeah, no, they're literally not worried about Democrats. They're not going to put them in jail. They're literally worried about loyal Americans. I've had all these Delta Force current guys, all of them call me, thank you, we're not going to go along with this. They're all freaking out, which is the good news. They have the Pentagon, bro, tasked to spy on us as the enemy when we're the real Americans. I mean, imagine the wake-up call in Tampa that they're like, we're not tasked for Muslims. We're tasked for Nick Fuentes and General Flynn and Alex Jones. Yeah, I just give you that newsflash.
Yeah, well, that's the story of the admin, you know. Bill Clinton is being protected. Hillary, Obama, you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's always this cope, like, well, you know, here's how Trump can still win.
That's what I'm saying. You're right, because we learned this the last 60 days. I told you this on the phone. I don't know if it got through because I talk fast. Dude, we're the focus because they know we're not sellouts. They're like, looking, we got it all. We got Trump under control. Who will block us? And they're literally getting rid of Ed Martin, creating files on us. And they're pissed because there's nothing there. What, like your most decadent actions were getting a pizza, right? That's your big party. Exactly, me too. And I don't mean that's a pedophile thing. I mean, like, you're getting a steak or whatever. They literally, though, are enraged because they can't find anything on us. They won't charge the Muslims. They won't charge the Somalis stealing billions. But literally, the eye of the White House is on us because they're worried we'll influence Trump.
That's how it's always been. You know, the GOP has always been cannibalizing the authentic base. That's just it. And that's why I've always said the GOP is really our biggest enemy. It's not even the Democrats, because at least the Democrats are the devil, you know, and you know that they're your enemy. But it's always these Republicans. They say, we're going to take the fight, hold the line, all this. And then they always turn the cannons inward and shoot at their own people. That has always been the story. So, you know, I tell my followers, take your own side. The GOP is not looking out for you. They're not fighting your enemies. They're not securing advantages for you.
Well, that's right. America first in our America survival. In fact, I'm going to start the America Survival Party. America first is great. America only. How about America survival? We need to understand it's up to us. Nobody's coming to save us.
And that's what people got to get through their heads is it's not going to be a top-down thing. It's going to be incumbent on all of us to get involved, getting involved in government, getting involved in the universities, in the private sector, because, obviously we tried it with Trump. People say you're not going to vote your way out of this. Surely we're not going to solve it just by electing the right president and expecting everything to flow from the top down. It doesn't work that way. So I agree with you completely. It's a shame because we had an opportunity here. Like you said, we really had a major opportunity. Trump won the popular vote, for crying out loud, on a platform of mass deportations and everything. And what it has secured is a corporate tax cut for the rich, a war for Israel, Epstein cover up. You go, okay, so what are we doing here? What does it profit us actually to even participate in the charade? So I'm interested in revolutionary change or nothing at all. And I know a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people think that's extreme. And they remind me, if the Democrats get in, then this, that, and the other. I'm interested in either we get the change or we don't. But if the Republicans are marginally...
Well, compromise has gotten us here.
Right, right.
And I respect your stuff. It's, you know, super accurate, so I respect accuracy. We should still try to think of leverage points. Because Trump did shut up when he kept saying vaccines are great with Bill O'Reilly and stuff until a few years ago, and he finally shut up and brought in Kennedy. They've done some good. He never admits guilt, but sometimes he'll back off. I think we shouldn't give up yet. How do we put pressure on Trump to pull out of this insanity? Because we got to try, even if it's impossible.
I mean, the most you could do is express your dissatisfaction. I don't know that there's going to be a million man march anytime soon. I think the war is actually, they say it's not that popular, but I think people are apathetic. So what do you do to pressure Trump? I mean, you can call your congressman and your congressman can take it up with Mike Johnson or something. But I think all we could do is really buckle up and we could wait for this to wash over us. I think at the minimum, you just make it clear we're not on board. I mean, burn your MAGA hats. I've tried it. You know, I went out to a little bit to Michigan in 24 to try to get people not to vote and try to get some attention. We bombarded Truth Social. We bombarded Twitter. It didn't do any good. They're not listening.
Said then, I want to get good Republicans elected. I'm doing this to get their attention. And they spun it. You were actually trying to stop votes. I got some horrible news for radio listeners. TV viewers just saw it. Just like I said at the start of the show, Trump has now announced forever war. No, we're not talking about a Hollywood movie with Tom Cruise. We're talking about, he just said, 1984 forever war. Reuters. They're printing the article now. What the hell is that, Nick Fuentes? I mean, this is just, it's like Trump is an old barn burning down in lifetime.
Yeah, it's a sight to behold, especially for us. I think that a lot of people got red-pilled after the pandemic. Maybe they don't realize the gravity of this, but this is just like, what else is there even to say? I mean, at this point, this is the same guy that came down the escalator and said, the war in Iraq was a big mistake. We should have never been there. We knew they had no weapons of mass destruction. And now he says, we're fighting a forever war against Iran for regime change. You know, you just have to shake your head and you wonder how people are still on board. That's honestly the worst part is you go on Twitter and people are still making excuses. They say, oh, it's about China. Well, we'll wait until there's boots on the ground. You go, really? I mean, I don't know what people need to see for them to realize that we got tricked. We got betrayed. Now we need to try something else. But yeah, it's shocking to hear these things. He goes, I don't have the yips about boots on the ground. You don't have the yips. We're going to deploy to the Middle East again? Seriously? And then they say, we can go indefinitely. We're going to fight forever. Now, in fairness, I think that when he says that, that is rhetoric.
It's to sound strong, but the point is, it's antithetical to what he ran on.
Right.
I mean, because that's what the Pentagon wants, is a 20-year war like Afghanistan that's just a big moneymaker.
It is. It is antithetical. And here's the thing. Trump can gesture and bluff all he wants, but we are in the war and we're getting drawn in. So the problem with those kinds of things is, you know, the Pentagon is going to take that and run with it. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Well, yeah, let's go to break and talk about this. It just blew me away. I mean, the Iranians lost 2 million people. That's World War I numbers in the proxy war with Iraq against... Yeah, a bunch of high school and college kids are out running around protesting. They're not going to kill people, folks. The Muslims are willing to do it. And they're not the retards like the other Muslims. We'll be right back. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period.
again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalist. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. That's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigly. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring or, you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Reverend, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip.
You know the devil.
Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? So I'm driving down to 61. And
so there's a lot of different types of people in the world, but you can really break them into three or four groups. There's a lot of subgroups, but there's people that are just zombies, NPCs, and don't care. There's people that calculate whatever the current power structure is and go along with that. And then there's people that do what's right and don't think about the consequences because it's spiritual ingrained in them to do the right thing. And you got to have a fourth group
that are good but are scared to tell the truth. And you can add a lot of other groups, subgroups to that. But people always ask who pays you, who does this. I sell you stuff straight up, supplements, books, you know, T-shirts, whatever. It's all great stuff. But I love the truth. I love humanity. I am a good person. My ancestors were good. I never really thought until I got older about like measuring up to them. I never really talked about my ancestors because it's like I'm going to live off them, but it's ridiculous. I'm all the way back to William the Conqueror and the old kings of England and, you know, the inventor of the stock exchange and the Greshams just on my mom's side. And then they all got kicked out. So they went to the New World, do their own deal, and the Mayflower and my dad's side, all of it. But I'm doing this myself. This is me. This is my time. Alex Jones did this with you. So I don't live in some class thing where it's off my name. This is a meritocracy. In the meritocracy, I've kicked some ass. And then I look at people in the political system, left, right, you name it, that just go with what will get them ahead, but they don't think about the second, third, fourth order of things. Well, I'll tell you the sixth or seventh order. And in historical mathematics and political equations, politics is math. You got it all together. Doing what's right and not thinking about all the different permutations is the most sophisticated thing and the most powerful always. So I can think through all these levels and get lost in it for hours and do incredible things consciously. But just being good and doing what's right, I always see God's plan in the end was the most advanced thinking. And Nick, I think it's important to state that because I can tell, and I know you're ready for your show. I've seen you ready for it here. You know, you're just reading, researching. Nobody's telling you what to say. There's no handler. When they've sued me, the Democrats and their big law firms, they're always like, who's the boss? Where's the money? Who tells you what to say? They cannot believe for years till they depose the whole crew. Like, who tells you what to say? They don't even get like this is real because for them, they're slaves. It's all handed down to them. Every fucking word they say. So speak to authenticity. You say what you want about Nick Fuentes. You are your own man. You're not a Fed. You're not controlled. You're your own 26, 27, 28, whatever it is now, young man. And that very idea threatens them that there's so much native talent that God gave us through our species.
Well, that's the thing. They're now trying to reverse engineer me. You know, in the past year, they saw my clips go viral. They saw the show blow up. And now they're all trying to reverse engineer. And they want to say, well, what is the secret ingredient? Why aren't people listening to this guy? And in many ways, I'm sure they did the same with you.
It's authenticity and native intelligence.
Well, they try to characterize it and they say, well, it's because they're edgelording or they're offering something sensational or it's, you know, all different types of things. And they're always looking at it on the cosmetic level. But what they're missing is that we are real and people can tell. We are trying to do our best. We are trying to tell the truth. We are guided by our conscience and people can pick up on that. You know, you're a live streamer in a sense. You're on radio. I'm more of like a, I guess we're both in live streaming.
No, I've been live streaming since it started, yeah.
But you can't hide. You can't hide on a live stream. When you do a show for 3 hours a day, every day for 20 years, you know, and I've done it for 10 years, there's nowhere to hide on that. Eventually people can pick
up. How do you have energy? Because they got to calculate everything in 2 minutes. No, the answer is I don't calculate how I look. I already know what's your 4 hours a day.
Exactly. There's no pretense. There's no facade. There's nothing like that. And that's what people like. People are sick of being lied to. You know, people are kind of dumb, but they can tell when they're being lied to sometimes. And I think that the basis of our appeal, or at least the reason why we have a fanatical following, people that follow us really follow us, it's because there is that connection. They're tapped into the same thing that we are.
I think you're right. Overall, you're right. But the big thing is you're right. You've been right. Like 99% of the time, Nick, that's why they do. I mean, sure, it's your jokes too. Are funny. You know, you're a good-looking guy. You're witty. I edgelord too. It's fun. But it's unscripted. But at the end of the day, it's being right. You would not be successful if you were not correct. That's the final ingredient is being right. That's what they don't like. The bad guys hate the fact that we're smart, we figured them out, and we're right, and they know it. And if people listen to us, they'll learn how we know. We tell them the secrets, how we know it, and we tell them it's game over. That's why I keep harping. Look how accurate I am. I said Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., I bet there's a sleeper cell Muslim attack. And I bet it happens tonight, probably Austin, Texas, or Dallas, or Houston. It happened. It just, people ask, how did I know that? It's just, I can just see all the pieces.
You're right. It's the truth. It's fundamentally, it's the truth. And that's our biggest secret weapon, I think, that we have.
So where does this go forward? I want to play a few clips of the Zionist Greater Israel. Anything you want to say, just say it now. Because I've been asked the question. You're very nice. I've told you to be aggressive like you are on your own show. You're very, very deferential on mine. Give us 10 minutes of just however long you want. Nick Fuentes Unleashed.
Nick Fuentes Unleashed. Well, to me, this entire debacle with Iran, it has to go somewhere. Like, I'm with you when you say, how do we pressure Trump to stop? How do we, although I am pessimistic that we can get Trump to change course, this does have to give way to something. It does have to generate action. And I continue to believe that the only action that is, you know, really going to work, that is possible, is that we have to switch up the voting. I really believe that. Like, my playbook right now, when I look at this Iran thing, all this does is make me more confident that I was right in 24.
Listen, because my pitch in 24. McGinnis, but he said something yesterday very profound. He goes, Trump's got us by the balls. I'm his bitch, basically. Well, I don't want to be in that position.
Exactly. Exactly. So you need options. You don't want to be somebody's bitch. You need options. You need to be able to walk away from the table. And what allows you to walk away from the table is if you have another option. You have somebody else to go to.
And the Republican Party is like a woman. And I don't want to be mean to women, but it's just funny. When you tell a woman, I'm done, you're not in charge, they kiss your ass. As soon as you kiss her ass, you're in the doghouse.
Yep. Yeah, that's a weird psychology. It's any negotiation. Any negotiation is like that. It's all a power dynamic. It's all about, you know, the coincidence of wants. And so they want our votes. We want them to work for us. If they don't work for us, we can't give them our votes. And if we're not going to give them our votes, well, we should just throw them
and
to
how
the
obvious
the other
is
side.
It with Israel, I get Israel swinging its dick around to piss everybody off. But what about Israel bragging they run us here domestically? That's not good. I mean, what's the chutzpah point?
Yeah, so I think that Tucker might be onto something when he says that the reason they do this is because they want actually to bait and incite people to freak out. And then, and there's sort of like a subtle distinction here. Then certain groups can say, oh, there's all this anti-Semitism, and people usually stop there. But you got to consider, the Jewry in Israel is distinct, although related, to the Jewry in America. The Jews in Israel, I think their desire is to see the American Jews move there. I think their desire is to see American.
Yeah, they see themselves as the Ubermensch.
Yes. And so I think it is in their interest to generate Jewish nationalism. And Jewish nationalism is a response to anti-Semitism.
That's
so
why
they can
Israel
put out all
bombed
stuff.
Baghdad, bombed Madrid in the 50s to make Jews and blamed it on communists to make a move to Israel.
Exactly. Exactly. And similarly, in America, all the so-called anti-Semitism is pushing the American Jewish community into the arms of Israel, either moving there or supporting them or, you know, getting involved in activism. So I think to the extent that there's a play there, I think that's pretty clearly what it is. There's a symbiotic relationship.
Well, look at how Israel funds al-Qaeda, funds Hamas, creates them, all that, the elements running it. And I'm not saying do this because I couldn't do it either, but and the Muslims, obviously, on average, are so emotional, so it's like it's impossible. But if they Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ, Jesus knew what to do. Imagine if no one fought Israel and everybody just stopped. Well, then Israel would just stage stuff and say they did it. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They would just blow stuff up and say they did it. I mean, it's just. But what if you could get everybody to stop fighting Israel? That would be the key to shutting it down.
See, I don't know if that's the case. If it's just a matter of getting them to stop fighting, I think that
no. But you hear what I'm saying? They have to. They fund the radical Muslims to get attacked,
right?
And stood down on October 7th. Obviously, it's academic. What I'm saying, it's not going to happen,
right? Yeah, I think the solution is that we need a movement that is actually restraining Israel. Like it needs to go further in the sense that
that shows you what they're scared of. They got 20 states or 23 to pass laws that if your city condemns Israel and genocide, they don't get state funds. That's unconstitutional. Exactly. They're really worried about boycotts.
Well, and in particular in the national security apparatus, they don't want anybody in the National Security Council or the Pentagon that is going to tell the president, you need to restrain Israel, because they're driving the conflict. I said it on my show the other night. if it was up to Washington and Tehran, they would have made a deal because it's in both of their interest and there is enough overlap there. It is Israel that doesn't want the peace. So what's the answer? The United States needs to use its leverage over Israel and say, look, we pay for your military. We protect you from sanctions and from the UN and the rest of it. You have to do what we say. You have to listen to us. You're not going to go into Iran alone. You're not going to sabotage our diplomacy. You're not going to go out there with these provocative statements and threaten Iran while we're trying to make a deal. And if you wanted to actually have peace, if Tehran and Washington were to make a deal, that is the necessary step. As a matter of fact, that's the only step.
Because I said before you came on, I was going to say this and I didn't. I mean, I'll shoot a special report today because I have a lot of sources. I don't want to give them up. But a lot of it came out in the newsletter, so I could say it now. Trump's doing face saving right now, saying, no, I made Israel attack first. Well, the Pentagon's like, no, we didn't want to attack during the day. And Rubio's like, yeah, they did it. Sorry. They're all freaked out about this. I know the chairman told him privately, he came on the news, this is a bad idea, don't do it. We'll follow your order, though, sir. But here's, you know, 70% bad options. You know, we say don't do it. Then I confirmed with others that Israel, basically Trump was like leaning on not doing the attack, so they did this. Now Trump is face saving because he wants to obviously do that. And that Trump got really pissed off. There's photos of him screaming at Hegseth, who I think overall is a good guy. But the bottom line is that I've confirmed that Israel is basically in control of our foreign policy by our own posture to be allied with them. And that is uncontrovertible. Because now they're trying to do damage control. Oh, no, Trump gave the order. No, our very doctrine is if Israel's attack, we attack. And so thank God Russia's not following its agreement with Iran or China, or we'd be in war with them right now. So it is a fact. And then the neocons, the Israel lobbies all over the internet attacking anybody that points this out and tries to say it's not the case, while Netanyahu brags about it. So, I mean, that's the big news. I'm not even defending Trump. It actually makes him worse. That it is now literally true what I claimed, what I wanted to claim wasn't true because I don't want to believe it. That Trump is an errand boy of Israel, and how do we deal with that, Nick Fuentes?
Well, if Trump is an errand boy for Israel, then you got to shut down his government, and that means you got to go into the midterms and you got to get the Democrats in, and the Democrats hopefully will impede the administration. That's what they're going to do. They're going to launch investigations, subpoenas, select committee, all that kind of stuff. And they're going to grind it to a halt. And, you know, if Trump is an operative of a foreign government, consider that he's forfeited his entire mandate, because his whole basis of support is that he's America first, MAGA. He's not like the other politicians. Okay, well, if you're an errand boy for Israel, if you're a puppet of the Jewish state and you're bringing us to war, for them, that's not like a small thing. That's not like a little bit of foreign aid. We're going to war on their behalf. He has to be opposed. And a lot of people don't want to take it there for one reason or another. But, I don't know what the option is. I don't know how you work with that. If you're America first and Trump is Israel first, well, that's not exactly a divide that can be bridged. There's not actually a middle ground between like
prioritizing Israel. Let me give you the good news from my sources. There are many, Pentagon, White House, you name it. This is a firestorm. Trump is really pissed off. He doesn't even know what he thinks. That's why all these messages, notice the last few hours, the messages are all schizophrenic. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, all over the media.
So that's good news, at least. I think we've got a. What would you, I'm telling you, Trump will end up probably seeing this because they respect you. I've met with them and stuff. I've told you off record. Like they've said the algorithms, they're paying attention to you, son. And I mean that in a nice way. What would you advise the president to do right now?
Well, it's tricky because we're in. So, you know, you would have said never go in, but we're in now. Now that we're in, I think you got to hit Iran really hard and then try your best to leave. But, you know, again, it's like I said before, Israel's going to want us to push deeper and deeper into this until we have a full-scale regime. Right. So you got to back off. You got to let the Iranian regime reconstitute itself and restore order. Because if the Iranian security architecture is not going to rule the country, then who is? There's nobody else. So it's either a failed state.
That's what Aaron Prince said 2 weeks ago. Same thing.
Everyone has. I mean, it's just obvious. This country has 90 million people in it. Their economy's already collapsing. If you don't have the IRGC running the country, it's just going to be a failed state. unless you have an alternative, which they don't. So that's who's going to prevail. And so you need to just...
So it's a war crime to go wreck this state if you don't have an alternative.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. This is shaping up to look like Syria or like Libya. One of these places where it's like the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, because who's then going to provide all the services and the goods, and who's going to provide for the logistics and infrastructure, security?
Well, I've seen Israelis on a bunch of interviews say, we don't care about the Iranians. Screw them. Wreck it. We can't be part of something like that.
Well, and this is the Jewish holiday of Purim. I believe it was yesterday, Purim, which commemorates the victory of the Jews over the Iranians, and they celebrate their victory by killing 75,000 Iranians, just on account of. You know, they already won, they already got through Kai, and they just killed a bunch of them anyway. So they view them as the Amalekites, and the Amalekites kill the women, kill the children, kill everybody. That's who we're dealing with here. And people say it's the Khazar Mafia, people say it's the Masons. This is out of the Old Testament. This is out of the Talmud. It's Jews. It's Israel. And that's what they have in store for the Iranians. They love, just like in Gaza, they love to see it. So,
all right, I had like 50 clips and I should have played this with you, but Nick, things are quick and you got to come back sooner. I'll come on your show if you want. You got to come down to Austin. You're dead on. You've been totally vindicated. My respect level went up even higher. Here is the former Israeli prime minister, total Rothschild operative, Naftali Bennett, just days ago saying, when we're done with Iran, Turkey, who has the biggest army in Europe, this just shows the Israel project. Like I said, I told people Saturday, I said, it's the next country, the next. Play that, and then go to the clip of, I want to get your take. I already talked about it on your show. I saw you. But Huckabee going, yeah, Israel could take it all. I mean, and half the countries are allies of Israel. This is like, yeah, I love my neighbor. He's my friend. I'm going to eat him next week. Here's the clips.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. And while some senior Israelis were on Qatar's payroll, Qatar and Turkey are nourishing
with Turkey to overthrow
the
Syria
Islamic Brotherhood monster that is growing and eventually might become as dangerous as the one created by Iran. Turkey and Qatar are gaining influence not only in Syria, but also in Gaza, through the front door.
If Israel just stopped now.
And everyone, and trying to create a new
choke. They can be successful. They're not going to stop.
Turkey is trying to flip Saudi Arabia against us and establish a hostile Sunni axis with nuclear Pakistan.
You've appealed to Genesis. Genesis 15 says it's Abram. It's pre-Abraham. It's Abram. Receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land. And you tell me as the theologian if I'm getting this wrong, but from the Euphrates to the Nile. I think that's right. And that would include like basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. So that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean,
I'm not sure
it
would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land, but here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries.
I love how you rubbed him in. We'll just take most of it.
Is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism, I want to go back because that's where we started.
I'm not going to let you off on this because you have
go
said
ahead.
It three times
okay.
That God gave this land
yeah.
to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Play that again. Back it up 10 seconds. So here's the deal. I can do the math. I can talk for 10 hours on this. They attack Saudi Arabia, Jordan, all these places. I mean, we already had Obama put Muslim radicals in to take over Egypt. I mean, this is cuckoo town. Play it again. He's like, yeah, they can take it all. They will take it all. This is, and we're supposed to be the muscle for this, folks. Here it is.
Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
But you want us to do it. Nick Fuentes.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't stop in. Everybody thought it would stop in Iran. And now they say, well, we're going to take out Erdogan and so on. And it just goes to show that's their end game, is they want to control the entire region. They want no rivals. And that's why they took out Iraq, Syria, Iran. And now what's actually funny, in their quest to destroy Iran, they've actually rallied everybody against them. So Saudi Arabia was getting ready to join the Abraham Accords in 2023 when October 7th happened, and then that derailed the process. Now the Saudis are working with Pakistan on a mutual defense pact. They're bringing Turkey into it. There is actually an emerging axis that is literally being built.
And notice Israel blames Iran when Saudi Arabia is clear. It's what Israel did.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, of course. It's always Iran. It's always, you know, then it'll be Erdogan in Syria. And it's funny because they took out Syria. Now they're worried that Erdogan is going to fill the power vacuum that they created. So
and they worked
they
with
the
him
tacitly
to take down Assad.
Right, right, exactly. So
we got 45 seconds left. Are you gonna do a show tonight?
I'll be doing a show tonight, yes.
When do I get to go on your show? I want to come on.
Soon. See, I don't have a big studio like yours. I have a small studio.
You never
I don't have enough room.
You got to start doing them.
Yeah, I know. I just like to hear myself talk more, I guess.
No, I get it. It's easy. Hey, listen, you're dead on. I want to try to figure this out. Nick Fuentes on Rumble. Nick J. Fuentes, thank you so much. I hope you're wrong that Trump's unsalvageable, but we're about to find out. Thank you so much for being with us. Powerful hour and 45 minutes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, there goes Nick Fuentes. By the way, Nick, don't hang up. I want to say bye to you during the break because I'm going to invite you to host the show for like a day, whenever you want. That'd be cool. You want to host the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Don't hang up. I got to do one thing. I'm not plugged one time today, but I'm doing it right now. We got a big sale. It runs until the 17th, up to 40% off on the Methylene Blue, all the products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not funded by Israel or Qatar or the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you. These are great products. They really work. They are amazing. I want to thank all the listeners. I'm just trying to stop nuclear war. I'm just trying to promote freedom in the West, Christianity, and that's where we stand. And I am funded by you. You know who backs Alex Jones? You. You back us. Your word of mouth, your prayer, your buying the products, thealexjonesstore.com. All of the great Patriot apparel, all the great supplements, they are incredible. Everything I sell works. I would never sell you something that doesn't work. I told you to get into silver 2 years ago. Look where it is. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, Harrison Smith is about to take over with the War Room straight ahead. Be sure and tune into that at Infowars.com/show. Has Infowars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything
on theAlexJones.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at theAlexJonesStore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at theAlexJonesStore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones